Modelling that we have done at the Institute of Population Ageing predicts that by the middle of this century, we will have approaching 500,000 people who will be a century. And we will have, by the end of the 21st century, approaching 1 million people aged 100. And if you think that we currently have about 12,000 centenarians, that's a tremendous increase we're going to see over the century. And when we look at why people are living longer, that we can say that there are a variety of reasons. One of the things is that we've pushed death back across the life course so that most death now occurs in old age. And that means so long as people enter old age healthy, they have a good opportunity of living and reaching a century. The other reason is the tremendous inroads we're making into tackling chronic disease. So, for example, the predictions suggest that if we can conquer cancer, cardiovascular disease and stroke, which are major killings of us in our later lives, then we can add 10 to 12 years onto normal life expectancy. We also have dramatic advances in some of the new scientific technologies like stem cell therapy, which promise to be able to really push longevity over 100, 110, possibly over 115. And then we have new research which is looking at the whole biology of ageing, senescence. Is there something we can do at the molecular level which will slow down the ageing of the body?